Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. And you're really going to be glad you're with me because I got Farnoosh Torabi right here, ladies and gentlemen. Farnoosh is a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of my friends, and she is a financial contributing expert on issues of finance and business to a lot of different organizations. She's a journalist. You've seen her on television. You've seen her name in print, her words in print, and she's the author of You're So Money, and she's our good friend, Farnoosh Torabi. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's good to talk to you again. I've missed you.
I missed you, too.
I get that a lot, Farnoosh. I know you do, too. Hey, Farnoosh, I know you're working on a lot of personal finance issues these days, and boy howdy, have you got plenty of work to do in that area. And all of my small business owners out there listening to us right now, you know, they've got that same thing going on. They're trying to figure out how to make their company stay afloat in this recession, make sure that they survive 2009. But the business and their personal life weave a very fine seam between the two. And so, you know, as one goes, so goes the other. And so they're also trying to manage their personal finances. And you've got some things to talk to them about along those lines today, don't you?
Yes. And I think you hit on it really well when you talked about how, you know, when your business is not in such a great shape, that really affects your personal life. And I think that one of my biggest tips right now for parents is that if you experienced a job loss, or if you have seen your income drop, whether it's from your own personal business or any other 9-to-5 that you have, know that if you have a child who's in college, you can apply for financial aid again.
Wow.
In other words, usually parents apply for financial aid before the school year begins, and they get a package in the mail, and they think that that package is locked. But if your financial situation changes for the worse, all you basically have to do is show that your after-tax income has dropped since last applying for financial aid, you can qualify for another review of your financial situation and perhaps get more money. The experts have told me this works. And, in fact, some schools have set aside, in addition to that, some schools have actually set aside an emergency fund of money. I know some schools in Michigan, for example, have done this because Michigan is so hard hit.
Right.
But the advice is for parents to be active, to not think that everything is set in stone when it comes to paying for college, that maybe there's some wiggle room for them.
Right. Well, that's really good to know, because I can tell you there are plenty of parents of college-age children who are really under the gun right now, really wringing their hands, and I'm sure that there have been some students who have been told, you know, that some adjustments have to be made. And so I'm glad to hear that. Is there any specific place? What kind of financial aid are you talking about? Are you talking about like Pell Grants, things like that?
I'm talking about a federal aid. Yeah. So the FAFSA that you fill out, the Federal Application for Student Aid.
Right.
That is what I'm primarily talking about. Not necessarily, scholarships. But these are loans that are coming from the federal government. You may be able to, or even from the school, you may be able to revisit those and get a better loan.
Right.
A better loan term.
So just ask. Whoever your contact is.
Right.
Every school has a financial aid department. Somebody, a pro in there that knows how to do this, and just go to them and say, hey. You know, things are tough this year. Have I taken advantage of all the things I can take advantage of to make sure that my kids, have the best opportunity here?
Certainly. And if your income has dropped since the last time you spoke to that person in the financial aid office, know that you're in a great position to now renegotiate your financial aid package.
Because the previous package that you got was based on the previous income, and now they just need to reestablish what your new income is.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah. Boy, that's a great tip. I tell you right now, there's some people making notes. I can hear them making notes right now, Farnoosh. What are some other things you've got on your mind?
Some other things that I really, it's not really a mathematical tip or it's a discounting tip. It's just that parents should remember to keep lines of communication open with their children as they send them off to college, not just to talk about their new friends that they're making or the new courses that they're taking, but how's the money situation? You know, how are you affording things? What are the prices like on campus? Are you able to find a job? Just to have your children know that you are aware of perhaps the fact that, you know, money's tight in college and that you don't want them to unknowingly go into a spiral of debt, that they have a sense that mom and dad are supporting them, not necessarily by giving them money, but just they're there for advice, they're there
right.
for guidance, they're there for bestowing their life lessons to them. And I went across the country, Jim, last year, and then most recently this summer I was in California talking to college students about how they're dealing with money issues on campus. And the students who were the most articulate and the most, the ones that seemed that they had it together the most, were the ones who have been talking to mom and dad about money while they're in college, the ones that keep a line of communication open.
Well, they probably were given some education and instruction and allowed to have some experiences before they went to college.
Right, exactly. And, you know, telling them about when I was in college, I had a job, or when I was in college, here's how I...
Oh, yeah, the kids love it when you tell them about walking to school uphill both ways in the snow. They love that.
Well, they may not, it may not be the most favorite story of yours, but let me tell you, the message does get to them.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a personal story about my mom, for example. When I went off to college, you know, she was very, I remember having money talks with her, and I remember feeling, maybe she didn't tell me directly, but the feeling that I was left with was that I better not get into debt because it's just not going to be accepted in my family.
Is it safe to say though that in this day and time in 2009, college kids are not getting bombarded with credit card opportunities like they did a few years ago? Is that safe to say?
No, I think that there's still the marketing is still happening on campuses. It's just that maybe students have gotten smarter about it, and
right.
so card companies have also realized that. You know, especially in this environment, you know,
right.
they're trying to see giving cards out to anyone and
right.
everyone.
Right.
So I don't know if there's been statistical drops in that, but
right.
I do know that kids are getting smarter and wiser. Everyone's getting smarter.
And partially because they've been reading your book, You're So Money. Farnoosh Torabi and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with me.
With the old man stranded again, so off I'd ran. Young world crashing around me.
Little Heart bringing us back. That's Ann Wilson. Sister Nancy on guitar backing her up. Great group, Heart. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm your host and your disc jockey. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Farnoosh Torabi. She's here to talk to us about she's got some more financial tips she's going to give us in just a little bit. I want to remind you that my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I think you'll find a lot of good stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You can listen to archives of past interviews that I've done with Farnoosh and others, the other 1,500 members of our Brain Trust, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And, of course, my blog is there, my knowledge base, askjim.biz is there, where you can ask questions. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Farnoosh Torabi is the author of You're So Money, Live Rich, Even When You're Not. That's what I've been trying to do, Farnoosh.
Good. How's it going with that?
Well, Adam, I'm working on it. I'm going through your book page by page. It's helping me. Farnoosh, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. Well, you can find my book, at farnoosh.tv, amazon.com, obviously. But I think the more important website that I'd love to get out to your viewers, your listeners, is bankofamerica.com/OTR. And there you can find a bunch of tips tools and my videos on how to better understand and successfully manage your finances.
Right.
I did a huge campaign. I'm currently in the midst of a campaign with Bank of America where we're visiting college campuses. We're talking to students, getting real feedback, real advice, real-time advice on how they are managing money on campus in an environment such as this.
Now, you're there to teach these, to talk about your ideas, but what are you learning while you're there? What have you learned from talking to these young people?
I'm learning that kids have gotten a lot smarter in a short period of time when it comes to money. I think that the recession has been the best thing in the grand scheme of things for the young adults, you know, because if this recession had happened to them 25 years from now when they've got kids and a mortgage, it would have been a lot harder medicine to take. But
look at your generation, Farnoosh. I mean, we've got a couple of generations under 45 in the marketplace right now that have never been through anything like this. And I know it's nobody wanted this, but as you say, if we might as well look for a silver lining while we're you know, for something good to come from this. We got it, so we might as well do that. I think it's letting the younger generations realize that, you know what. You know, this isn't manna from heaven. You know, this is there are business cycles that happen.
Exactly. It's a huge learning lesson for them. It's a huge learning curve. And I've just been so delighted to see many of the students that I encounter kind of saying, well, you know what? This is teaching me that I can't be irresponsible about money. I have to really be on top of my game. I have to get a job. I have to, you know, they're really internalizing this and saying, okay, what can I do so that I don't become like my parents,
right?
Fortunately, in the event that this recession will happen again, and they're kind of aware that this is a cycle, like you said, and that, you know, that this is they're kind of lucky to have gone through this now when they have so little to lose, but that the only way they're really going to stay out of this is if they continue and they gain on this momentum, and that's when the recession reoccurs, they're not going to be as vulnerable.
Do you think that they... Harnish, do you think that they that they're going to have a different attitude about employment versus starting a business of their own now that this has happened?
Well, you'd like to hear this. A lot of young adults are talking about entrepreneurship. This is the entrepreneurship generation. I think that if there's like a second coming or a third coming, this is it. These young adults understand that your 9-to-5 at a traditional desk job is not meant to be forever. They get that very well.
Well, you know, Farnoosh, in 1999, on this show, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, and that's coming to pass, isn't it?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I think this, the millennials, as they call them, you know, the Generation Y, they're pretty much in tune to entrepreneurship. They want it. They crave it. Even if it's not like starting their own enterprise. I mean, some of the ambitions aren't as lofty as, like, I want to be the next Google founder. But they get that they have to be in control of their income. That if one job isn't paying them enough, get a second job, get a third job. And the entrepreneurial spirit is very much alive in this generation, and it's very uplifting. It's why I love working with young adults. Because, you know, while everybody sort of looks at them as kind of a spoiled brat generation, I find a lot of these great themes, one mainly being that they all want to be entrepreneurs. They a lot of them understand that money is a serious thing, and they don't take things for granted. They want a lot of stuff because, you know what, they were raised with a lot of, luckily, with resources, internet kids. They know that they can get something.
And they've also seen from looking around them at their friends, maybe even their parents, how too much debt can be a problem. They've seen that, haven't they?
Totally. And they are aware. They are watching. Even if you don't think that they're, you know, young adults, kids, I always say they're very in tune.
Yeah.
To what's going on in their environment. They're big observers.
Farnoosh, I got to stop you. I want you to give, we got to go, but I want you to give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. It's bankofamerica.com/OTR, and you can get all my tips, tools, and a lot of great videos
The book is called You're So Money. And, you know, I like your book, Farnoosh, but I really like the fact that your beautiful face is on the cover. Congratulations on that one. Thank you, Farnoosh, for being here. Farnoosh Torabi, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.